This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age.
Smut Honey Podcast.
This is the Smut Honey Podcast, a show produced, edited, and primarily performed by Linnea Lane. And that's me. I'm a professional phone sex operator, a horror film nerd, an amateur ghost hunter, and a student of psychology. I'm also an analytical thinker, I support sex workers, and I swear like a fucking sailor. This podcast is for men, and it's all about sexual erotica with some of my other interests sprinkled in. And yes, just in case you're wondering, I am flirting with you. But if you like that, make sure that you go to smuthoney.com to subscribe and support this podcast.
Ooh.
Hey, welcome to the show. I know you're ready to unzip your pants for a good time, right? Great. But first, I want to teach you a little psychology about sex.
What's that sensation, baby?
What does it mean to be a sensation seeker? Buckle up, because this wild ride will challenge your perceptions and hopefully help you get in touch with that part of yourself. At its core, being a sensation seeker means craving intense and thrilling experiences. Some people yearn for the rush that comes with pushing boundaries and exploring uncharted territory in the realm of pleasure. The sensation seeker defies societal norms, daring to explore their desires beyond the conventional. They possess an insatiable curiosity, constantly seeking new ways to heighten their sexual experiences. This is the playground of the adventurous soul, unafraid to travel into the unknown. Some examples are exhibitionism, BDSM, and role-playing. The sensation seeker often enjoys these and other unconventional sexual practices. They find liberation in the taboo, breaking society's rules, to forge an authentic sexual identity. Pleasure seekers embrace spontaneous encounters, fueled by an insatiable hunger to indulge in everything life has to offer. This is a naughty dance with desire, the unapologetic pursuit of pleasure in its purest form. But it's not just about physical gratification. The sensation seeker craves emotional connection too. Through their exploration, they unveil the depths of their vulnerability, intertwining it with unabashed pleasure. This is where passion and intimacy meet together and multiply. Boundaries become blurred as the sensation seeker masters the art of surrender and control. In the realm of dominance and submission, they find balance by playing with power dynamics. Here, they discover solace, freedom, and an unshakable sense of self. The sensation seeker isn't just a spectator, they also yearn for the thrill of being watched. Voyeurism becomes their canvas, and they love being seen and desired. It awakens the primal instincts, pushing them to the edge of ecstasy. The sensation seeker craves authenticity. They understand that true passion cannot be fabricated, it must be nurtured through genuine connection. They seek a partner who shares their journey, forever pushing the boundaries of pleasure. Let's leave judgment behind and embrace the sensation seeker within yourself. Be bold, break the rules, and let your desires run wild. When we understand the sensation seeking part of our sexuality, then our pleasure will become limitless. I hope you enjoyed my little lecture. Now let's get into some dirty shit.
My favorite candy is called the vagina.
I like picking panties with flowers on them, in memory of the faces that have been buried there.
In case you didn't know, Phone Flirts offers a special $10 cheap phone sex line. Yep, $10. No tricks, no gimmicks. Only $10 for a phone sex quickie. So just call 1-888-607-9968. Listen to the preamble recording so that you get the full details. All major credit cards are accepted. What the hell are you waiting for?
Oh my god.
Do you wanna come all over me? Yeah? Do you wanna fuck me? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you feel my tight pussy? Yeah. Does it make you hard? Do you wanna come all over me? Yeah. Where do you wanna come on me?
Do you wanna come on my pretty face?
You wanna come all over my pretty face? Okay. Yeah, it makes my pussy wet. Oh, I'm gonna come. Come with me.
Why did you drag me into the bedroom? Look, I'm at this party with my friends, and we are no longer dating. Let's get this one thing straight, okay? I can talk to whoever I want. You don't own me. We broke up. You don't get to demand anything from me. You think I care that you haven't come since we broke up? That's not my problem. Why are you making this my problem? I can see in your pants just how hard you are. Is that all because of me? Did I get you all worked up like that? Now you want me to help you come too? All right, fine. I'll do it on one condition. I'm going to tell you exactly what I want you to do, and you aren't allowed to touch me at all. That's the rules. Oh, you'll do anything I say. I love it. Good. Get your dick out then, but don't touch it yet. I just want to see it dangling there. Oh, it's so hard. It must be hard because I'm talking about it. Do you like just listening to me talk about your cock? Does it turn you on? The sound of my voice gets you hot. I can't believe you missed me that much. All right, quickly, touch yourself. Hurry up and jerk yourself off. Because I don't have all night, I have drinking to do. Look at you. So shameless. Asking your ex-girlfriend at a party to watch you jerk off. Help you come. What a sad, pathetic loser you turned out to be. Are you getting close already? Oh, of course you are. Yeah. Oatmeal boy. Done in a minute. Every time. I can see it. I know what you look like when you're about to come. Don't stop jerking off. Make it feel real good, jerk-off boy. Come on, do it harder and faster, because you're starting to waste my time. And you know I don't like it when people waste my time. Come on. I want you to come for me now. And you better do it. Go on, make that dick cry. There you go. That was easy. You're so simple. But go wash your hands. I'm leaving.
Yes, sir.
Hello and welcome to this meditation today. I'm glad you're here. We're gonna take it very easy and we're gonna try to do the meditation as quick as possible. Let's be efficient. First of all, we're going to take a deep breath. Good. Breathing will stimulate your brain and it will deliver oxygen to your heart. You need this in this meditation because we are going to combine our heart and brain with oxygen. We're doing this as follows. While you breathe in, focus on your breath, going in your mouth, down your throat, to your lungs, which is actually very close to your heart. That breath is carrying the taste of vagina. So if you follow that breath, you will have the taste of vagina within your heart. And that's a good thing because the taste of vagina is a memory every person on the planet should have. And this was the end of the meditation. Thank you for listening. Last words, I love you.
You approach the glory hole carefully. You feel a surge of excitement as you push your cock through the hole. Suddenly, the sensation of a warm, wet mouth wrapping around your cock sends shivers down your spine. You feel a woman moaning louder as she takes your cock deep in her mouth. It's such a wet and warm sensation. Her tongue is swirling around your shaft as she sucks it like a greedy whore. You can feel her hunger. She loves sucking your cock. Her lips and tongue work together to suck you harder, deeper, and faster. She moans louder as she chugs your cock down her throat. There is an urgency to her pace. You can tell she is eager to taste your cum, and you plan to give in to her. You have no idea what she looks like or who she is, but that just adds to the excitement.
This is how it ends.
Thanks for listening to the Smut Honey podcast. Please leave a positive review and support our sponsors on the website smuthoney.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. I'll be back again soon with another new episode. Bye for now.